Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, March 10th, and coming up in today's episode. Another alleged liquor scam under ED scanner, this time in Chhattisgarh. Opposition walks out of parliament over delimitation and language row, while Rahul Gandhi demands discussion on voter lists. Lalit Modi lands in hot waters amid passport row, and Canada's new to-be Prime Minister attacks Donald Trump. After the controversial policy dubbed as liquor policy scam in Delhi, now the Enforcement Directorate is targeting another alleged scam, this time in Chhattisgarh. The ED raided several locations linked to former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister and senior Congress leader Bhupesh Baghel and his son Chaitanya Baghel in an alleged multi-crore liquor scam this morning. At least 14 locations linked to the Baghels, including their house in Bhilai City in Durg district, were searched by ED officials under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, or PMLA. During the raids, several crucial documents were examined, the officials said. However, Mr. Baghel is not taking things lightly either. Reacting sharply to the ED raids, Mr. Baghel accused the central agency of targeting him after a court dismissed a quote-unquote false case that had been going on for several years. Quote, after a false case going on for 7 years was dismissed by the courts, the guests of ED entered the Bhilai residence of former Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel this morning. If someone is trying to stop Congress in Punjab through this conspiracy, then it is a misunderstanding, unquote, Mr. Baghel's response stated. The ED also conducted raids on multiple premises linked to the former minister's son Chaitanya Baghel, as part of a money laundering investigation. The probe centers on an alleged liquor scam, which the ED claims led to a massive loss to the state exchequer. Officials allege that the liquor syndicate involved siphoned off approximately Rs 2,161 crore through various illegal schemes. Chaitanya Baghel is accused of receiving proceeds from the alleged scam, according to the ED. The liquor syndicate operated between 2019 and 2022, generating illegal commissions through various methods, including collecting bribes from distillers for every liquor case procured by the state body. The investigation also covers the sale of unaccounted desi liquor from state-run shops. The ED claims that not a single rupee reached the state's coffers, with all the funds pocketed by the syndicate. Distillers allegedly paid bribes to secure a fixed market share for the liquor cartel, with similar commissions charged in the foreign liquor segment. Notably, the liquor policy scam proved to be one of the undoings for the Aam Aadmi Party government, which lost Delhi elections this year. Loud opposition to delimitation and language row dominated the parliament earlier today, with the opposition even staging a walkout to protest against the same. The Waqf Bill and US trade tariffs are also expected to be raised. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will also table the budget for Manipur, which has been under President's rule since last month. Before the House reconvenes, the Congress is also expected to hold a meeting to formulate its strategy for the second half of the budget session that will continue till April 4th. The India parties are expected to coordinate with the Congress. Notably, in the aftermath of Maharashtra and Delhi elections, there have been rumours of a discord within the India bloc parties. Meanwhile, leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi demanded a discussion in Lok Sabha on the issue of voter lists, on which several political parties have raised certain questions. Raising the issue during 0 hour in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Gandhi said the entire opposition has been demanding a discussion on voter lists. Quote, we accept your remarks that the government does not make voter lists, but we demand a discussion on the issue, unquote, the Congress leader said, and adding, the voter lists are being questioned across the country. Questions have been raised by the opposition in one voice in every state, including Maharashtra. Congress MP K. Suresh announced that the party will raise key issues during the second part of the ongoing budget session, particularly focusing on the delimitation process and its impact on southern states, including Tamil Nadu. Mr. Suresh said, and I quote, we are going to raise many important issues, including the delimitation issue, which has affected southern states. Tamil Nadu has already reacted and other states have also expressed their views. The government of India is going to start delimitation without any discussion with stakeholders, unquote. Earlier, DMK MP Tiruchi Sabha raised a suspension of business notice in Rajya Sabha to discuss concerns about the upcoming delimitation exercise and its potential effects on India's federal structure and fair representation for southern states. Ahead of the session, Congress will hold a meeting to plan its strategy. The government is likely to push through the finance bills to complete the budget process, and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will also present the budget for Manipur. Lalit Modi has landed in yet another political controversy and possibly serious legal troubles. The Vanuatu government has confirmed that they have cancelled the Indian Premier League's founder's passport issued to him earlier, stating that attempts to escape extradition don't qualify as legitimate reason to get citizenship in the South Pacific Ocean nation. The billionaire fugitive is still wanted in India for his alleged financial irregularities. On Saturday, Lalit Modi had filed an application with the Indian High Commission in London to surrender his Indian passport. Vanuatu Prime Minister Yotham Napat has asked the country's Citizenship Commission to cancel the passport issued to Lalit Modi. The official statement reads, and I quote, "Following the recent revelations in international media, while all standard background checks, including Interpol screenings conducted during his application, showed no criminal convictions, I have been made aware in the past 24 hours that Interpol twice rejected Indian authorities' request to issue an alert notice on Mr. Modi due to lack of substantive judicial evidence. Any such alert would have triggered an automatic rejection to Mr. Modi's citizenship application," unquote. He emphasized that holding a Vanuatu passport is a privilege, not a right, and applicants must seek citizenship for legitimate reasons. He further added, quote, "None of those legitimate reasons include attempting to avoid extradition, which in the recent facts brought to light clearly indicate that was Mr. Modi's intention," unquote. The statement added that the Vanuatu government has significantly strengthened the due diligence aspect of its citizenship by investment program over the past 4 years. This, the Prime Minister's office said, has resulted in a market increase in applications failing the enhanced scrutiny undertaken by the Vanuatu Financial Intelligence Unit. The improved process implemented several years ago includes triple agency checks, Interpol verification included. The Ministry of External Affairs in India recently confirmed that Lalit Modi filed an application to surrender his Indian passport. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, and I quote, "He has made an application for surrendering his passport in the High Commission of India, London. The same will be examined in light of existent rules and procedures. We are also given to understand that he has acquired citizenship of Vanuatu. We continue to pursue the case against him as required under the law," unquote. Lalit Modi left India in 2010. He is wanted in India in connection with allegations that he was involved in embezzlement of crores during his stint as IPL commissioner. Canada's new prime minister used his first address after his victory to attack neighboring president Donald Trump. Mark Carney, after his landslide victory in a televised address, has warned of dark, dark days brought on by US President Donald Trump. Taking a defiant stance, he accused Trump of attacking Canadian workers, families, and businesses. Carney, succeeding Justin Trudeau, said the US president is trying to weaken the Canadian economy by imposing his unjustified tariffs, while vowing that he will not be allowed to succeed. Quote, "We will build a new relationship with reliable trading partners and secure our borders. We will impose retaliatory tariffs with the maximum impact on the US, which will remain in place until the Americans show us respect," unquote, he said, to a round of thunderous applause. The 59-year-old Carney, set to become the next prime minister, accused the United States of wanting Canada's resources, water and land, adding that Ottawa will never be a part of America in any way, shape or form. "Canada didn't ask for a fight, but if it comes to that, we will win," Carney said. His attacks come in response to Donald Trump's continuous suggestion that Canada should become the 51st U.S. state. Additionally, he has also increased tariffs on Mexico and Canada. However, in light of recent objections, there has been a brief pause on the tariffs and their future remains unknown. Carney, a banker by profession who previously led both the Bank of Canada and Bank of England, soundly defeated his main challenger, Trudeau's former Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, who held several senior cabinet positions in the Liberal government that was first elected in 2015. Carney won 85.9% of the nearly 152,000 votes cast. Freeland took just 8% of the vote. However, he may not have the top job for long. Canada must hold elections by October, but could also see a snap poll within weeks. Current polls put the opposition Conservatives as slight favourites. Meanwhile, Carney also said he wants to rebuild the strained ties with India, which deteriorated under his predecessor, Justin Trudeau. An added advantage for India with Carney helming Canada would be his knowledge about Ottawa's economic ties with New Delhi. He had previously led prestigious banking jobs and also headed the board of Brookfield Asset Management, which has invested in India's realty, renewable energy, and infrastructure sectors. He vacated the position in January. Any effort by Ottawa to improve bilateral ties is likely to be welcomed by New Delhi, especially amid US President Donald Trump's tariff threats affecting both countries. With Canada being one of the top destinations for Indians migrating abroad, New Delhi may also raise the issue of Ottawa restricting immigration and tightening visa norms with the new Canadian leadership. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.